heard of a bucket list, but have you heard of a live it list? This was a concept that I got introduced to by following somebody that I knew in my network online. And I thought, this is such a great reminder just this time of year for all of us on experiences and how we're living our lives and what we're working towards. Because as we talk about here on this podcast is about success. What is success really? And I think today's guest and the conversation is really going to shift your perspective on what success looks like and what really living looks like. And so I'm so excited to have Nicole Middendorf here. She's the CEO at Prosperwell Financial. She's a speaker. She's an author of multiple books, one of which just came out and is phenomenal. So she'll be able to share that information with you. And she's going to talk about this concept of Live It List with us and how she's really brought this into her life and into the lives of people all around her, and how it's had an impact. So thank you, Nicole, for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'd love to just start like we always do with you, just sharing your journey. I think it's so important for people to understand that, you know, where you're at today didn't happen. You weren't an overnight success, right? And how did you get to where you're at? And share that journey with our listeners.
Well, I never planned on being a financial advisor. I planned on going to law school and being like Madeleine Albright or Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Like, I wanted to change the world. And it's cool, though, because I feel like I'm changing the world. It's just in a different capacity. But I went to school for international business and marketing because my parents, I was the editor of my school paper, and I loved communications. I wanted to be like an anchor on TV. You know, after you go through all these series of, oh, I want to be a gymnastics instructor. Oh, I want to be a figure skating coach. But fast forward, I wanted to go to school for communications. But my parents really said, you know, Nicole, you need to go to school for business, because if you go to school for business, that's much more broad. And my mom owned a business, and I knew that I wanted to have kids eventually someday. And so I knew I was this entrepreneur, and I didn't know how I would be able to have kids and work in the corporate world. I mean, I don't know how some of my clients do it. I really don't. And but fast forward, I married someone out of college that went to school for finance, and his world was planning on being a stockbroker and planning on being a financial advisor. And so that's more or less how I got into it. And I sold Mary Kay Cosmetics. I started selling that from a friend of mine from high school, and I sold it in college. And so I kept selling it. And I started selling Mary Kay to all the men at the Morgan Stanley office in Wayzata. And the branch manager would pull me aside, and he's like, if you can sell makeup to men, like, you should be in financial services. I'm like, nope, that's okay. You know, I'm headed on to law school. And so fast forward, here I am. And, you know, I did a radio show for 5 years. My fifth book just came out. Like, everything that my day-to-day life encompasses, like, just perfectly fits me. And really, it comes from, you know, I saw things in myself, but really I listened to other people that saw things in me that I really didn't necessarily see, so that I could have, I don't want to say the perfect career, but that I could have the life that really is important to me, or that is a good fit for me. And so having that flexibility, being a business owner, let alone helping people with their finances and taking something that for so many, which is money, that it can be so intimidating and overwhelming, and making it really fun and interesting. And now, you know, with the whole Live It List, I feel like I'm becoming more of a motivational speaker, or like, and then purchasing my commercial building recently, I feel like I'm becoming more of a thought leader, or someone that people can aspire to, or someone that can hopefully help inspire other people to say, okay, like, if I can do this as a full-time single mom, you know, you can do this, you can achieve whatever you want. It's just setting your mind to it and setting that goal and setting that intention and taking one baby step every single day and making it happen. And then as you take those baby steps, there's going to be so many failures and so many mistakes along the way. But really, it's what do you learn from those mistakes, and what do you learn from those failures that make it even easier to get you on the path or get you where you want to go.
And I just love, I mean, knowing your story and having followed you for years too, and you're like, for the listeners, you need to just go follow her because she's completely underestimating how all of the things she does. But it, you,
thank you.
There's a couple of messages in there that I think are really important because we have listeners from, right, from all ages and corporate, you know, they work in corporate or they own their own businesses. And I think the message around that you listen to everyone else some about what you were good at, because sometimes you don't see it and other people do.
Right.
And I think that's part of this podcast is like having those people around you that say, you have no idea how good you are at X. And right. Sometimes other people see it before we do, especially our superpowers. And then the other thing is that you don't have to know. I mean, the fact you got a degree and you just knew you wanted to help people, you knew like fundamentally the things you wanted to do. There are so many different ways to solve for that, right? Whether it was law
right.
or it was business or it was, and I think so many of us get hung up on, I got a degree. And so I'm supposed to do something in that degree. And I think as we get older and we get more experienced, we look at that and go, but that what I want to do applies to so many different things. And I think it's broadening our horizons and kind of paying attention to those doors that open up, which I'm guessing that's
right.
what you've done along the way is you never intended to do, you know, write a book when you were 23 out of college. It was just like those opportunities to share your message started to show up.
Right, right. And it just comes from some of the things, the experiences, you know, like when it relates to money, I tell people, you know, all of us have money memories. And so it's, what are those money memories? And all of us have memories of, you know, what we were thinking when we were a little kid and what did we want to aspire to? And, you know, did we want to be a doctor, or nurse, or a school teacher, or a business owner, or a CEO of a company? And maybe it's not necessarily that straight. I know one person in my life that had this straight, narrow path. Like
yeah.
he went to school for accounting and he's a CPA and a forensic accountant. Like very few people do I know had this complete straight narrow path. Most of us, you know, it's like you kind of just, I don't want to say figure it out along the way, but eventually you're going to get to a point where you're like, oh wow, like this really makes sense. And so I, growing up, I just always was, I loved listening to motivational speakers. Like I loved business. I loved numbers, but yet I always wanted to write a book and I loved the creativity. And so that's where like every day, every second of my day, it encompasses all of those things that were super important to me when I was growing up and when I was little and that I just wanted to aspire and do more of. And so it's really setting that intention in your life of what do you want? How do you want to spend your time? How do you want to spend your money? And what's really, truly important to you so that you're doing those things? Because I just had a client come into my office yesterday and he quit his job because he's like, this is great. I'm making all this money. He's like, I'm miserable. And it just was starting to feel the effects on him from a health standpoint. And so he quit his job and now he started his own business and he's just trying to like figure it out. But he's like, I've never had such little money. And I've never had such little money and been so happy before. Mm-hmm. And it's not about the money. It's about doing what's important to you and what you love, because I always believe that if you do what you love, the money will follow.
It figures itself out. I love that.
Yep.
So you're on the Superpower Success Podcast. So before we dive into the Live It List, we always want to ask, what is one superpower that you have that's gotten you to this level of success that's really helped you along the way?
It's my focus. It's just like, let me just run and leap off that building. It's that focus on the goal of, okay, this is what I want, and I'm going to go figure out a way to achieve it. And it comes from my mom. My mom just raised me, you know, Nicole, if you want to be president of the United States, you can do it. Like, if you want to go climb that mountain, you can do it. You just got to figure out a way to make it happen. And so I just set that goal. I just set a pretty big goal the other day, and now I'm starting to tell people about it. And when people hear, they're like, what? You're going to do that? I'm like, yep, I am. And it's just, and it may take me 5 years. It may take me 10 years, but it's all about what is really important and setting that intention and just going and just, and it's not that I'm fearless because I have fears. It's just, I push them aside to have that extreme focus on what it is that I want to achieve.
I love that. Is this an announcement of Nicole Middendorf for president that we need, that we're making here on the podcast today?
No. I suppose I can share.
I love that. Because if that was what you were going to do, it wouldn't surprise me.
Well, I get told I should. And I'm like, no, I'm not a person to be in government. No, I and two other women, we want to own a NFL football team because we want to change. We want to change how things are from a standpoint of equality for women in sports and just how things are done. And, you know, it was just announced this morning or yesterday. There's the first female Yankees coach now. And so we want, that's our big goal. It may take us a while, but that's our goal and we're going to make it happen.
Amazing. I can't wait to follow you on that journey. So let's dive into this Live It List idea. Tell us a little bit of background on how this came about and really what a Live It List is and how you use it in your life.
Well, my personal life fell apart in 2010 and a divorce started, and my kids were young. My daughter was 6 months old. My son was two. I put them to bed and I sat down in my room and I just always journaled. I've always just been a writer. And so I just started writing, and that's how the Lipstick on the Piggy Bank book came about. But that just wasn't enough for me. And I just started going through like my old journals when I was younger, and I always had lists of things that I wanted to do, lists of goals, lists of, you know, I had a, particularly this one notebook that I opened, it had all the states on there of the United States, and I would check them off as I would travel to them, and just various different countries that I wanted to visit and places I wanted to go. And so I thought, gosh, it's been 13 years. How did I lose myself in my marriage? And then let me rewrite my bucket list. And so I just sat down and I wrote my bucket list. And one of the things on there was to drive a race car. And so I met with my best friend from college and I had lunch with him and I showed him my list. And I'm like, I want to go do this race car thing. And I'm like, will you go up north to Brainerd, Minnesota with me and drive a race car? And he's like, Nick, in anything you do, you don't just put 100% into it. You put 180. You can't go to northern Minnesota. This is nothing against Brainerd. He's like, you need to go to a real speedway. And so I'm like, okay, where's that? Like, I didn't even know how to drive a stick shift. Like, I had no knowledge of race cars. And he's like, well, go to Vegas or go to a speedway. So I booked a flight, hopped on a plane to go to Vegas simply to drive a race car. And I went by myself because he couldn't come with me. And on the plane right there, this gentleman sitting next to me, who was a business owner, who was flying to Vegas to buy another property. He actually became a client of mine, which is kind of cool. And he couldn't understand why I was going to Vegas. And he's like, well, you're not, he's like, I don't get it. Like, you're just going to Vegas to drive a race car. And he's like, you don't gamble. I'm like, I'm a financial advisor. I gamble every day with people's money. And he's like, I just don't get it. Like, you're just going to drive a race car. And so I said, I'm like, well, I just rewrote my bucket list and I want to do one thing every month on this list. It's a commitment to myself. And he goes, oh, I'm so sorry. He's like, you're so young. Is it cancer? And I was like, no. So when I landed, I texted Catherine, my chief marketing officer. I'm like, I cannot live the rest of my life going around doing one thing every month on my bucket list and telling people that I'm doing that because they think I'm dying. And so we came up with the Live It List and we trademarked it. And I just continued doing one thing every month. It was just a commitment to myself. And it was really to help me boost my confidence. And so I then would do more than just one thing a month. And I would do an activity with my business attorney or with my friends or a couple clients would find out. And then eventually it's grown into this thing now that I have my own foundation and we grant Live It List experiences. And now I'm doing more motivational speaking about living life to the fullest and what's really important and really helping inspire people have their own Live It List and their own experiences. Because what I learned through all of this is that 1 in 3 Americans is happy. And I just find that's horrible. And we put so much emphasis on money and having stuff. And other studies show that if we spend money on experiences, we're going to be happier than if we spend money on things. And so I never had this intention of this Live It List becoming the platform to really help inspire people with their money. It just kind of fell into place from me being focused and authentic and true to myself and really wanting to take what helped me get me out of a really horrible situation in my life and really help me put things into perspective and be a better person. And so it's been really cool and been really fun and exciting.
And I think that's the part of the story that I'm drawn to too, because, you know, back to your success and, you know, and not being easy, is this came out of the toughest part of your life, right? That this, right. These situations. And so the people that are in that or are feeling like they're starting into something like that is, and I have a client that's in that situation right now as well, is, hey, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Like, you have to go through this. There's no going around it, right? It's going to suck.
Right.
But there's light, right? There's so many stories of people that have come out and done more than what they would have done before, right? When they were comfortable and kind of in this safe place. And I think that part of your story is the most important, is that it came out of a dark place, right? Or a not great place.
Right. Well, and I believe just everything happens for a reason. I believe you meet people for a reason. And, you know, so many times people that hear, you know, my full story of everything that happened, you know, they're like, oh, you know, gosh, you know, you should do this. And like, you know, I'm supposed to be angry and bitter and, you know, resentful and just, you know, and to me, I didn't have that as an option or a choice. I had a 6-month-old baby, a 2-year-old boy, and a business to run. And to me, it's like, okay, let's suck it up. Things happen. It's called life. And what am I going to learn from this? How can I learn from these experiences? So one, that I don't repeat those behaviors for myself or get myself into a situation again, or what can I do so that I can really be the best person that I am, and taking that time for that self-reflection. And through that, that's where I really believe some of the best things in life come from some of the worst things in life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I just had this conversation with somebody yesterday. It's so timely, is that that's really when we evolve. I was joking with her. I was helping my 12-year-old study for a science test this week. And I did a whole podcast on this, actually. I recorded it right away because it was like this idea of evolution. And I'm reading about it from the science standpoint. And it was like, evolution comes in discomfort. The only way animals, right, things around us have evolved is because they've been put into an uncomfortable situation and they've had to.
Yep.
And I was just like, oh my, this is us as humans, right? That's that evolution piece, is that you have to get uncomfortable to be able to change, right? To be different than you were yesterday.
So one of my favorite phrases is get comfortable being uncomfortable. And I tell my kids that all the time. I tell our clients, you know, it's like, you know, get comfortable being uncomfortable, because it's amazing the stuff that can happen when you do.
So I want to know just your perspective on this personally versus professionally. When you talk about a live it list, or, you know, you talk about these types of things and you work it, really coach people, is how does it apply professionally? Like, can there be things there too, or how do you look at your personal and professional lives, and is it just life?
Well, I mean, I feel like that's the hard part for me, is I don't feel like I can ever turn anything off, because like, my work life is my personal life and my personal life is my work life. I mean, my son, it was funny, it was last week or the week before, and, you know, we're reading and he's going to bed and he's like, Mom, when were you just on TV? And I'm like, I was just on TV yesterday, buddy, when I was down in Texas. And he's like, when are you on TV next? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, I think Sunday. I'm like, Channel 5, I think. And he's like, well, you just say that like so easily. He's like, Mom, kids at school like think it's such a big deal that you're on TV. And he's like, Mom, it's kind of getting annoying.
<'Cause> your kids will humble you.
Exactly. And so I really just, you know, my life, I look at, and that's what I love so much about it, is like, my life is my life. Like, my personal life is my business life, and my business life is my personal life. And there's so many ways that it intertwines. But with the whole live it list, it was something that I took personally for me to help me, which then we've now applied it with clients to help motivate them and inspire them with money, but as well also with employees. And so we will do live it list experiences together as a company and as a team. And it's stuff like that, you know, it's more or less team building, it's leadership, but it's really just taking it from a different slant and helping inspire my employees and all of our team members to live their best life as well as our clients, let alone not just me. And so that's where it's all interconnected. And it's just, it's really amazing. It's really awesome.
I love that. And so Because I know there are people that are listening that in their heads, they're like, well, she's got money or she's got this, and that's why she can do a live it list, which is not true. How would you respond to that? That you can only have this if it's, because it, you talk about flying to Vegas and doing a race car. Every month you're not doing things that big, right? They don't have to be things that are that big. So give us some examples or just how would you respond to somebody that's thinking like that right now?
Well, one of the favorite things that I've done, and that my kid, like if you ask my kids what their favorite Live It List experience was, it would be serving meals at Kurian's restaurant on Thanksgiving. And so I think we've done that for the last 3 years. But this year I decided to change it up. I've never hosted a Friendsgiving. And so I'm hosting a Friendsgiving. And more or less, you know, the invitation has went out to anyone, like anyone that's single or, you know, their kids are with their ex or they just are new to Minnesota and just don't have family, you know, are welcome. And the requirements were you're thankful and you're nice can come over. And so, you know, it's something like I'm going to have Thanksgiving anyway, but it's like, okay, you just put a different twist on it. Serving meals, that doesn't cost you anything. You know, one of the other favorite things of the kids was going Christmas caroling. I'd never done that. And so a client of mine had organized an event at a couple different nursing homes, like a nursing home Christmas caroling tour. And so we participated in that. And so a lot of the times, and we just bought tickets yesterday. You can go inline skating at the U.S. Bank Stadium. I've never done it before. I did it before when it was the Metrodome. And they're $8. So we on the website, we have a list of like things that are under $100 or things that are free. And there are things that cost more money, but you don't have to. It's all about, you know, what's important to you to really boost your confidence, let alone boost your focus, let alone really help you aspire to focusing your money on the things that are truly important. Because if on your list is to go drive a race car and you really, really want to do that, you'll figure out a way to make the money happen. And so it'll help you really prioritize what's important to you in life and what's important to you about your money.
I love that. And I'm literally going to go check out the list, which I think everybody should do. because again, you know, and as you're talking, I'm thinking about something that we talk with our clients about a lot too, is the difference between being happy and happiness, right? Things bring you, make you happy for a brief period of time. But people think that that's happiness. Happiness is what you're describing, right? Happiness is some of the simple stuff, the caroling and the things that you remember. Think about what you remember from your childhood. It likely wasn't a toy. It was likely an experience or a trip that your family took. And so that difference between being happy and the things that make you happy is temporary. And happiness is just something that's in you, right? Day in and day out, even when it's tough. And so that's really what this Live It List is to me. It's like, how do you create happiness in every day so you don't have to look for things that make you happy temporarily?
Correct.
The other thing I want to talk about, and it's just because you are a wealth advisor, but I think this is, I know this is something that I think hangs a lot of people up in their success. And we could probably do a whole different podcast on this about the financial fear and not really understanding what they can or can't do or what, you know, how to manage, like money is a fearful thing for a lot of people. And I know you see it because you've written books about it. When it comes to something like this, like what guidance in this time of year too, what guidance do you give people around just money and fear and just feeling healthier in that space going into 2020?
Right. It's more or less setting that goal or setting that intention of, okay, first take, if you don't know where you are financially, like take an assessment of that. Cause most of the time we did a segment once for channel four, I think. And we went to the Mall of America and we asked people what their credit score was and they didn't know. And we asked people what the Green Bay versus Viking score was and they knew that. And so it's first knowing your own finances and knowing your situation, what's your net worth, what's your credit score, how much do you have in accounts, where are those accounts? And so once you know then where you are, then you look at it and say, okay, what am I not happy with or what do I want to change? What are some things that I can do so that I'm in a different financial place next year at this time? And then it's setting those goals and then it's just taking baby steps. And money can be so overwhelming because it's got so many facets to it. It's not just like your day-to-day spending and your cash flow. Then there's credit cards, there's cars, there's the assets, there's your house, there's the mortgage, and there's insurance, let alone from health to life. let alone then there's 401ks and investments. And that's where, when you think of all of the stuff that, it's overwhelming. Exactly. And that's where I, you know, if you're in a relationship, like my recent book talks about, I have a money date. So that you're sitting down once a month saying, and sometimes, you know, maybe these are with your financial advisor, and if you don't have one, realize most advisors, all of us in the office, we offer a free initial consultation. So you can go see someone, it doesn't cost you anything, and get a little bit of advice and get a little bit of a direction so that you then can make some of these steps and some of these changes so that you can get where you want to go. And you just, if it's overwhelming, the biggest thing, like when we send people out of our office, it's okay, here's your homework, here's our homework. And it's just, you know, maybe three out of the 100 things that we need to do, we're just going to send you out of the office with those three things that you need to do. And then you're going to do those three things. And then we're going to reconnect and we're going to give you three more so that you're taking it baby steps and one step at a time. Otherwise it can be overwhelming. And when it's overwhelming, then generally you don't do anything.
People
and
shut
that's
down.
Not healthy.
Yep. Right. Yep. I call it paralysis. You know, we know we need to do something, but when it's overwhelming, and this is what we talk to our clients about, whether it's culture or strategy, or when it gets hard, we shut down. Right. And so it's just, how do you make those incremental steps, which I love. And I think that's just around life in general. So that's a fantastic approach this time of year. Just any other words of wisdom, piece of advice, something you wish you knew earlier in your career and in your success journey?
My mentor, who has since passed away, John Goodman, always told me, give yourself grace. And then Corey Berry, who now is, the CEO of Best Buy, I had met her, and we were just sitting having a chat when she was the CFO. And I made the comment about being successful, and I raised my left and my right hand and put in quotes. And she stopped me and she's like, whoa, 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 whoa. You don't ever second guess yourself. You don't ever put successful, that you're successful in, you know, quotes. She's like, you are successful. And so I wish that I really would have the confidence that sometimes people see from me. I wish I internally had that earlier, as well as, realizing and stopping and taking the time to celebrate the successes. And so now I really do that more, is there's those moments where you're like, okay, wow. Like particularly now, like dates, like, you know, oh, a year ago, you know, I bought this building, or January 11th, you know, I want to do a little party because that's when we moved in. And just those little moments that just get you to stop and cause you pause to celebrate your successes, because that's reinvigorating so that you'll have more of them. And along the way, it's just really appreciating and giving yourself grace for look at where you were, look at where you are. Yes, look at where you want to go, but really enjoy and be happy with where you are in the present.
I love that. And that is just a fantastic way this time of year to end the podcast. And I just appreciate your mentorship, even from afar. You know, we talk about who are you inspiring, and I think you inspire a lot of people every day. How can people get more information about you on anything that you do? What's the best way for them to connect and to get more info?
Yep. Well, you can go to prosperwell.com. And that can lead you to NicoleMiddendorf.com. We're on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, you know, we've got blogs, newsletters, you name it, webinars, we're pretty much everywhere, I feel like. But yeah, prosperwell.com.
Perfect. And we'll make sure to include that in the podcast notes so that people can get to information about your foundation, which is amazing for people that want to check that out, where you can give these Live It List experiences to other people. I just think it's just an amazing approach that you're taking with that foundation, and very tangible. And then, you know, for everybody listening, you know, at this time of year, I have a ton of gratitude for our listeners that just continue to engage. The notes we get that just keep us going, right, on the work that this podcast takes, but the impact that it's having. And Nicole summed it up really well when she was talking about air quotes and successful. You know, there is no real definition of success. It doesn't exist because it's different for each of us. And there are so many different levels of success. And so this time of year, I want you to really have gratitude and reflect on where you are at and how far you've come and how far you have to go, because that's the exciting part. If we were already there, imagine how boring life would be. And so just make sure that you're celebrating in increments. and that you're really working towards that next level of success, and that you're staying in your superpowers, because that's what's ultimately going to bring you fulfillment when you get to that next level of success. Thanks everyone for listening.